Word on the street is that Twitter is going to be changing the way your timeline appears to you and making it sort of based on an algorithm that takes tweets and makes sure they're not in order, but instead they appear in what Twitter thinks is most relevant to you, sort of how Facebook does things. In fact, hashtag rip Twitter has been trending for a few days, but should we really be freaking out just yet? We'll talk about that and more coming up.
In a time where content creation thrives. In a place where games are played. The people that play such games reach out to you. With things such as game time or speed build. There can only be one name that solidifies in your mind. Spectrum Swapper.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Page Tech, the show that gives you all this tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. I'm joined by two special guests today. Well, actually, one isn't very special. Brian's here all the time. So there we go. I spoiled that. There's Brian, everybody. Brian Shoup. As he leaves, just walked away. Okay, I'll take this opportunity to introduce our next guest, Mr. Lovely, beautiful, bearded, great-teethed John Bubb.
Hi.
We know him as John, as John Bub, but deep
John.
In our hearts,
he's number one, John.
Bubby.
So, John, you're not really new here. In fact, a lot of people that have no idea, you're the guy that makes everything happen, like behind the scenes. Like if you're listening to the podcast right now, you wouldn't be listening to it without Bubby, pretty much.
Because you break everything, bad John.
Yeah. Are you just going to call me bad, John?
I can't take all the credit for it.
Yeah.
I make the show, but I mean, you put it up, so technically you can.
You do it first, so.
I guess so. I guess I put it. You know what? Thank you. I will gladly take some credit. Thank you, Bubby.
You got to be not so hard on yourself.
You
got to be more of a professional. Come on now.
There you go.
We were just talking about who is more professional, and we all agree it's Mr. Bubby. Where can they find you on the internet?
GFQnetwork.com. That's where I have a show called Tech News Weekly, which you've been on before.
I have.
We do a whole bunch of other shows on GFQ. We have What the Tech with Paul Thurrott, which is a really cool show. If you like tech news, you can check those two shows out at GFQnetwork.com.
I like how he came on and plugged someone else. He's like, I do Tech News Weekly, which you've been on. That's my show, but we have a really cool show with Paul Thurrott. You should go and check that one out.
I do a show, too.
Oh, Brian, you're back. Hi.
It's about Brian and his daily stuff. It's not a thing yet, but it should be.
What's it called? Daily
I don't
Burn?
Have a name for it yet.
Your Daily Burn?
Call Nerd Herd.
The Daily Shoop. I don't know.
Wow, mine was way better. We'll okay, let's just talk about some tech news.
Tell you what, John. Why don't you go fall in a hole and stay there?
Can I do the show first?
Fine. Then you go to the hole.
Thank you for your permission, Brian. So the first story is regarding the Samsung Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge. My friends, we have yet another leak.
Good lord, all the leaks. It's like a dam. It's like a really bad dam.
Yeah, Samsung needs to...
Full of cracks.
Needs to fix their dam.
They're going to start having death penalties for leaking things.
Wow.
The phone doesn't look very cool, does it? Is that just me?
So for audio listeners, what would be the best way to describe this? We're actually showing people on stream and for the video version of this, but how would you describe this?
It almost looks like, imagine an older Samsung device, like an S4 maybe.
Okay.
Because the back really looks like that. And like, for instance, the camera lens on the back is like a dark color as well. It's very strange looking, in all honesty.
Yeah, with how they, it kind of looks like someone took two black iPhone 6 phones and put them back to back, because the back is like, the edges are curved like that, the front is curved like that.
Yeah, it almost looks like
I know
cheaper.
Exactly what it reminds me of.
What does it remind you of?
BlackBerry Storm.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, yep.
It's got that look to it. Kind of looks like one of those older BlackBerry devices that just, wasn't very good. and that's know, the kind of humor
wasn't
I
very
get from
good.
It.
Like all of
you
them,
know, all of yes. them. Damn it!
Fuck you, Brian.
Hey, you gotta let the special guy get one.
Yeah, that's
really
it.
Fair.
I mean, it's not bad looking. I think I might prefer this to what they have with the S6 and the S6 Edge, I guess. Of course, these are leaked photos. We can't guarantee that this is the phone, but it is.
It's disappointing.
They always put so many watermarks on these things that you can't tell what the heck it is that you're really looking at. And
good
it's
point.
Always blurry.
Can we talk about, like, is everyone that ever took a leaked photo, are they taking it with the same bullshit camera? Because they all look the same.
A calculator?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all so fucking, like, it is 2016. If you have one of those amazing devices in your hands, a brand new device, how are you taking a picture of that device with an old ass phone? Like, are we all universally using shit?
On their shirt is what they're using.
Yeah, it's so sneaky.
Like, what the hell? Why are they all awful? Why can't we get a good picture of any phone?
I don't know.
There's like a leak.
They're not using the newest phone, John.
There's like a leaked phone camera that they need to use, and they all just pass it around when they need to leak a phone, and it all looks like shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So, for all you people who are, you know, dirty, dirty sea swashland pirate dudes. Don't really know where else to go
here.
With that.
That went well.
Yeah. They just made it easier. Instead of having to actually physically download any movies you want to steal, pretty much, you could just stream them. So,
yep.
Pirate Bay has just made it that much simpler to break the law. Other than that, it's pretty much it. I mean, they're trying to spin it as a way you can get, you know, revenue to your site by including this torrent time. But it just seems like, why would you, first of all, do that? And second of all, it just seems shady all around because...
No, it is super shady.
I mean...
It is.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that way. It is. Doesn't uTorrent have this? Like a version, it's like uTorrent Pro you can do this in?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I believe...
There's a version
of
that.
And this is just integrated right onto Pirate Bay's website, though. And it's still in beta, so it's apparently still really buggy. I haven't tested it out myself. But,
obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, basically what this is, it's called Torrent Time. Uh-huh. And it's actually a website that's been built to be a replacement for basically your uTorrent or whatever it is that you use to download torrents with. Instead of having to actually download in a separate application, everything that you need to download a torrent is now available in your browser in an embedded web service or a web application. And you can use that to download torrents and start streaming the videos that are in these torrents automatically without having to wait for it to finish downloading.
Yeah.
So are you still with this? Are you not having to download at all? Or are you downloading, and while you're downloading it, you are able to stream it?
Correct. That is what is happening. You'll start to download, and when it has enough pieces, it'll start playing, and it'll continue to download and play at the same time.
Oh, interesting. I figured this torrent time is actually set up to not require any downloads. It's all...
Yeah, it's very similar to popcorn time. Have you ever heard of that?
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was,
but this whole torrent time thing is less than a week old, and already they're getting cease and desist orders from an anti-piracy group based out of Netherlands called Brian.
Oh,
do you think
based
that's gonna
out of the Netherlands? That's interesting.
You think that's gonna affect anything here?
You know, probably not.
Right.
yeah.
I mean, look, how long has Pirate Bay been around? And they've had all these legal issues that they've fought for, you know, 5 to 10 years, and they're still around.
Well, so, I mean, on this show specifically, Brian, I think you and I have reported at least 6 times that Pirate Bay got shut down.
Yeah, they keep coming back. They're very persistent, which I admire, you know, that type of dedication, you know.
Well, they're pirates, Brian. They just got to keep moving.
I'm so hyped my voice cracked in the middle of that ER. It made it that much better.
Bubby, what's next?
So Verizon appears closer to scooping up a little website called Yahoo, and a move that would
place... What is
that? That was slice of the internet under the internet provider's umbrella. Verizon already owns AOL, which they bought a couple of years ago, which also owns Engadget and a bunch of other properties.
Right.
So now Verizon is looking into buying Yahoo. And Yahoo's been rumored to have all these companies bidding for them for the past few years. Marissa Mayer is the current CEO. She's done a wonderful job compared to a lot of her predecessors. But there's always these rumors that Yahoo is looking to sell itself.
Yeah, we reported a couple weeks ago, like 2 months ago, that Yahoo had decided that they were going to like shed some employees and that they were looking to be acquired, basically. So yeah. Maybe this is it. I really don't want it to be Verizon, because Verizon sucks, mainly.
Yes.
But, I mean, Verizon already has AOL. It wouldn't surprise me if they do go ahead and scoop up Yahoo. They have the money to do it. Brian, do you care? Do you want to see Yahoo?
It's Yahoo, I feel like a lot of other websites we've been talking about or companies we've talked about lately, BlackBerry, has kind of just kind of fallen out of the cares of anyone.
Besides
themselves.
I host a tech news show, right? Yes. Now, granted, I don't care as... for example, I think this is one of the first times we've ever had a guest on that actually knew more about tech news than we do.
Yeah.
Being John Bug.
Yeah.
What does Yahoo even do at this point? Why would I go to Yahoo?
People still have Yahoo email addresses. Sorry, phone started ringing. It really threw my brain off. That's really the only reason, but at that point, you
Weren't
Yahoo
they
mail.
Doing like original content and that got shut down?
Let me just go to yahoo.com. We'll see what comes up.
Well, they
see what they're doing.
That screen, Yahoo screen, which they had, I believe, Community on for like a year. They brought that back for a series, and that was their big draw to the screen, but they recently shut that down.
So from their website, and I totally forgot this because why would we ever talk about Yahoo?
Right.
I think apparently they own Flickr. I forgot about that.
They do?
And they also own
they
Tumblr.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yes.
So
that's the other thing that scares me.
It's so strange. Their website, their main website has like on the top bar it says mail or home, mail, Flickr, Tumblr, Answers, which is just a joke. Why would you ever go to Yahoo Answers for anything?
Right.
And then just news,
they're not horrible services. That's the thing, is that Yahoo itself is not great. But I think Flickr is pretty good and Tumblr is pretty good.
I've never used Flickr, but Tumblr has provided me with some laughs, yes.
Well, Tumblr is great because they give you a whole terabyte of data for free to store your photos.
It is
nice.
You
can't beat that. I mean, you really can't go anywhere else and get a free terabyte for your
photos. Did you mean Flickr?
Flickr.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, if you need, to upload your photos somewhere and you need massive amounts of space, Flickr is a really good option.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting. John, do you have any issues with what's-her-face Verizon acquiring Yahoo in any way?
Well, if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, you could talk about Verizon starting to become pretty much a monopoly.
Well, that is true. I mean, because I already had a problem when they acquired AOL, and AOL has...
AOL has TechCrunch and the Huffington Post.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't... Verizon, a big tech company shouldn't have that much power over a tech blog with so much influence, but whatever,
Yeah, and I'm really worried because it's if they do get this, and this is something I've always worried about with Yahoo, because they really have been struggling for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And I really genuinely do like their services. I like Flickr and I like Tumblr. My website, I actually use Tumblr. It's just my domain, but it's actually hosted off of Tumblr. So if something were to happen to that, I'm like,
What's the domain?
Suncast.com. It's just where I post, whatever shows I'm on, whatever I'm up to.
We're pulling that up on stream is what we're doing.
You ever get, do you get a lot of mistaken traffic from Sunkist, the soda?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, you can see, hey, there's my face
on
Suncast.com. When I was on Tech News Weekly. There you go.
I had to ask. I didn't have a choice, so.
Darn it. Promotion from Matt Philly again.
Oh. He needs it. He's struggling.
So I guess it is. Just right on Tumblr. Host it on Tumblr.
Yeah. Well, but that's all I need it for, I just needed something that's simple. I can post whatever videos or links I want. It's a little life blog type of thing. I don't need to have my own website for it.
Right.
Right.
Makes sense. Okay. Well, speaking of Verizon... Suncast brought this up We've been talking about net neutrality for a minute, especially in, when it comes to T-Mobile and Ben John. Now, with T-Mobile, I don't want to have to explain how Ben John works again. Good, I've talked about it plenty of times. Just look it up. In fact, we have an FPT now about it. So, essentially, within Ben John, you know, it doesn't cost. You can watch video and not and it have no effect on your data or whatever. And they actually include Go 90 in Ben John, which is interesting. But Verizon, apparently, with Go 90, if you watch a certain video through Go 90, that will basically be thrown into their freebie bundle, meaning you won't have to, it won't cost against your data plan at all with Go 90. However, if you watched it somewhere else, it would. Right, John? Mm. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, this is part of Verizon's new freebie data 360 program or whatever the heck they're calling
right.
it. Which is the equivalent of T-Mobile's Binge On.
But to explain this, Binge On gives... I'm not defending Binge On, because Binge On, I've said multiple times, is really, really questioning net neutrality. But this is like... This is so obviously not that. It's so obviously not net neutrality, not following any of those rules. With Binge On... T-Mobile is allowing any service without having to pay for anything extra to be incorporated into Binge On. And even if they don't work with T-Mobile to become part of Binge On, T-Mobile is still treating them the same in the sense of they are optimizing any video stream coming through T-Mobile's network. Verizon is doing that on a whole different level where they won't optimize, quote-unquote, optimize or throttle any video coming through their network. That'll still charge against your data plan and it'll still be the same amount as it was 2 months ago. But if you do it through their service, Go 90... It won't. So this is obviously a Verizon-only benefit.
Yes.
This isn't even really benefiting the customers. This is a Verizon-only benefit to get people to use Go 90.
Yes.
What do you think, John? Suncast.
Bubby?
Bubby.
Orange soda.
I think it's... You know, why do they call it Go 90? This is the other thing that I don't like.
A terrible name.
Yeah, it's a terrible name. What the heck is Go 90? It has absolutely nothing to do. Why don't they call it Verizon Video On Demand or whatever? But
Verizon Video would make perfect sense.
Nobody ever uses the carrier apps. That's the thing. Nobody uses carrier-provided applications.
Right.
Nobody's going to go and use Go 90. The only people that use Go 90 are people that want to actually promote it for Verizon.
True. Most likely true, yeah. I just like this. How is this not being stopped before it ever even hits the news? How is it not being stopped? Because Ben John was like, I can see how there's a little bit of back and forth. Like, this is kind of iffy. Yeah. But I mean, this is like, this is completely ignoring the rules of net neutrality, which was just like rule in our favor just a few months ago.
I think this whole net neutrality thing is extremely complicated and extremely confusing because there's no set rules. This is all still basically litigation. This is just basically a pipe dream at this point still. Yeah. Yes, there are some loose rules out there, but you're still having to go to the courts to decide on every single issue.
Right. But you think that, you know, someone would step up and take this to court as well. But, like, just... And Verizon being the largest carrier out there doesn't help either, considering they have that leg up. Brian, what do you think?
It's just dumb, honestly. I mean...
like, it's just dumb.
Shouldn't they know that this is not cool?
You know, they know.
like everyone is literally complaining nonstop about Ben John, at least people who are aware of the situation. And they're just like, no, we'll just do this and don't pay attention to this and we'll just sneak by.
Well, the thing was, T-Mobile tried to defend themselves and they're like, no, this is not, this is fine. This is great for everyone. Verizon's just like, nope, fuck you. We're doing this. Here you go. Here it is. Do it or don't. Please do it.
Well, regardless of how dumb this decision may be, it's not going to last. I mean, there's no way it can fairly exist not to uphold net neutrality.
God damn it. Yeah. This is... I'm interested. Leave your comments and your opinions down below, because this is like... I'm just shocked that no one's doing anything yet.
Yeah.
Like, how long do we have to wait before someone does something about this? I don't know.
Well, you gotta have money to fight this.
Someone has money, John. Someone
not
out
me.
There has money.
Not you. Not no, Brian.
Not us.
Yeah, Brian Shoup against Brian. This the state is now issuing Verizon Wireless v. Brian Shoup.
I'm coming for you, Verizon. In the ring.
So another
thing.
You
got connections to Batman. Couldn't we get Batman on this?
You don't want our Batman fighting any battles for you.
He doesn't have any money,
you.
So.
Yeah. So Twitter's doing something that is interesting. Now, you might have seen, this is how I actually found out about this, because it was trending on Twitter. RIP Twitter, the hashtag, was trending on Twitter for days, and that's how I found out about this, because I was like, whoa, what's going on? So, of course, I researched it. Essentially, there were reports that came out from BuzzFeed, which, I mean, I don't know how credible you want to make.
Right.
Yeah, the BuzzFeed article talking about this. They basically said that Twitter is going to change the way tweets appear in your timeline. So, obviously, since the beginning of Twitter, you see the most recent things, right? Twitter's supposed to be real time. That's the idea of Twitter. That's what separates it from other social media. But BuzzFeed said that they are changing that and moving more towards an algorithm in a way to display your tweets. So instead of seeing the most recent ones or seeing them in real time, you would see them in what Twitter thinks is most relevant to you. Sort of how Facebook does things. And obviously, there are many complaints about how Facebook does things. And everyone freaked out about this. And obviously, the hashtag was trending. Jack Dorsey, the CEO, basically tweeted out and said, calm down. Calm down.
Chill,
it's fine.
Chill out, guys. Come on.
In fact, in one of the tweets, he said, we're listening. And he even used the hashtag in his tweet. But he never really said, don't worry about it. We're not going to do this. Don't worry about it. He didn't say that that the claims were inaccurate. He was just like, "Hey, calm down." Brian, I'm interested. You don't use Twitter at all, but do you think that it would hurt Twitter to be more like Facebook?
It depends on how.
That's a loaded question, by the way.
Yeah, it really does.
Is it a loaded question?
It really is. Well, yeah.
I like loaded things, like fries
potato,
with bacon and cheese on them.
Potato grillers? Yeah. Yeah, see, it doesn't matter. Like, you can opt out of it, so it's... If you're worried about it being, like, not liking it, just don't do it.
Brian, you can opt out of it, yes, but the average person who's using Twitter or who just signs up for Twitter is not going to be like, hey, things are being displayed weird. Can I opt out of this and go look for it?
Well, I mean, they might. It's up to the people who use Twitter. I mean, Twitter to me has always seemed like it's a little bit, it's like one level deeper than like a Facebook or, you know, like the other social medias. It seems like it requires more participation to really, I mean, yeah, you can just follow people, but if you're really participating or tweeting and things like that, I feel like you're going to be obviously more engaged and maybe pay a little more attention to the actual system. I don't know. I just... Like you said, I don't really use Twitter. I feel like Twitter's not going to go anywhere, though, because...
Well, probably not, no.
Like, there's no way Twitter's like going to die. People are going to leave Twitter, because where are you going to go?
I mean, how many times did Facebook change something, and everyone's like, we're leaving Facebook, and then next week they're back?
You going to go back to MySpace? Is it going to be a full, like, triangle? Yeah. You just go right back?
Suncast, you use Twitter. What do you think?
You know, this really depends on the execution of it, and... I like the fact that Twitter says that if they're going to do this, they are going to give you the option of opting out, which is not true of Facebook. And this is my major complaint with Facebook, is that, yes, they have that option of actually clicking back and seeing everything in most recent view, but you have to do that almost every single time you go to Facebook. Right. As long as I can set it permanently to always show my stuff in chronological order, I'll be happy. And as long as they can do that in third-party apps as well... TweetDeck and whatever else is out there, that's fine. If they start changing this and there's no way to change it in third-party apps, that's definitely going to be a big problem.
Right. Now, you might not know this, but we already know how this is going to be done. If they do it, we already know how it's going to be done, and you've seen it before. about a year ago, they introduced a feature called While You Were Away. And that mm-hmm. does that. It shows tweets. Yeah, it shows tweets that are more relevant to you. Now, what Twitter thinks is more relevant to you. Now, what I've noticed with that is there's a big X next to it. When you open Twitter and you haven't seen it for like a few hours, it says while you were away. Mm-hmm. And it shows you the most relevant, quote unquote, relevant tweets for you. But there's an X right next to it. And I always hit the X to get rid of it. And it says, was this helpful to you? And I always say no. And it's always fucking there. They rid of it.
Yeah, I wish they would take the advice or right. take the hint and disappear.
So that's that. The algorithm is already in place. That's how they would do it. But it would just be among all of the tweets in your timeline.
Fair enough.
I really don't want the idea of Twitter is to be real time. And like this bugs me probably more than the rest of you because you're like, oh, I can opt out, but like. I'm trying to think. Number one, I'm lazy. I don't want to have to opt out. Now, here's something interesting. I've actually noticed this, but like, I didn't even pay attention to it. I just figured it was like, just my app was messed up. Because in this article, they show two examples. They show tweets that are obviously like, if you look closely and you look at the times that they were posted, they're obviously not in order.
Yeah.
In this article that they showed. Now, I made, Matt Philly made a new Twitter account for our podcast that we're starting on Friday called Average White Kids, at AVG White Kids. And he gave me the login information. And disclaimer, I'm using Android. I don't know if it does this on iOS. But we follow, the account only follows Matt and I.
Yeah.
But when I open the Average White Kids account, I'm looking at the timeline, it shows our tweets out of order.
Yeah.
It's not showing our tweets in terms of the most recent ones. So I don't know if that's like if that account got thrown into the testing that they're talking about here when it comes to this new algorithm.
Yeah, that's very strange.
But that account does not show the tweets in order, which is weird.
Yeah, like personally, like when I use Twitter, I just want it to be literally like newest to oldest. I don't want my Twitter's interest or what Twitter thinks I would like thrown in there at all. I just want to see people I follow and like from newest to oldest. That's simple, you know. I feel like a lot of people are like that too. Even, you know, more, I guess, experienced Twitterers.
My biggest problem are people that tweet stuff that I just don't give a crap about.
Well, that's because you're on a different level, John.
Yeah, the people that just do retweets,
yeah,
and that's all they do, or they just every single post is them liking a YouTube video.
Yeah, I usually try to
auto tweets and stuff.
Ignore the retweets.
You don't need that. I don't need to see that. Why even have a Twitter account?
Something really weird happens. Some people will go through my tweets, like they'll actually go to my profile, my timeline, and look through my tweets, and they'll retweet replies that I've made. That have nothing to do with anything or anyone. They'll retweet that. And then I think, like, what the fuck do the people that follow them think? Like, that tweet...
Yeah, right.
Like, if I just tweet someone, like, ha-ha, that gets retweeted, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
They're very different.
So I see where you're coming, John. I guess that's it for the news. To give you a quick heads up, we are doing a giveaway with feature points. The video, as of right now, hasn't been released. I posted it on my Twitter, and I'll post it in the chat for the live stream, and I'll release it like after we're done with this. Brian and I made a weird video late last night for feature points.
You didn't make it.
Right, I didn't make it. I had to edit it, so technically, yeah, I was part of it.
You were part of the problem.
We're giving away two $25 Amazon gift cards with feature points, and there's two ways to win. You can go and sign up. I'll put links down in the description. You basically download feature points on iOS or Android. So if you use BlackBerry, you're shit out of luck. If you use Windows Phone, same thing.
I'm sorry for that.
Firefox phone. Yeah. So you download feature points, iOS or Android, and you sign up with the referral code FPT. If you do that, you'll get your first 50 points for free, and you'll be automatically entered in to win a $25 gift card. That's one.
Nice.
That's entry number one. The second way is once you've signed up, you'll get your own referral code. Mm-hmm. And if you give people your referral code, then you get points every time someone signs up for your referral code, and that can be added to your points, so you can, you know, get gift cards and money from your own points, from your own account. But if you tweet out your referral code to @featurepoints on Twitter, you'll be entered again.
For another gift card.
For another $25 Amazon gift card. So there's two ways to win. That's how you do it. I'll put more details down in the description, and we're putting a video out that'll, I guess, explain it, but
in a better way.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Something.
That's it. John, thanks for coming on. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
I just noticed that you have, like, the perfect mouth. I don't care how weird that is to say.
Oh,
look at his teeth. Your teeth is so, like, perfect. Like, Your teeth are so perfect.
Okay, now this is just getting a little weird.
It's not weird, though. It's not weird.
John, could you not hit on our guests?
You are in your safe place here. You're in your safe place. It's fine here. Brian, as usual, thanks for coming on, even though you're not going to be here the rest of the week.
Yes. Sorry about that.
On Wednesday, I'm having our high school teacher, Mr. Witt, on, so that'll be interesting.
I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, well, that's because you suck.
I know.
Okay. So that's it. If you found us through podcast platforms, iTunes, whatever, youtube.com/frontpagetech, so you can find us. Help support the show on frontpagetech.net. And we will see you guys on Wednesday. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.